Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from PJS Promotions, Mel Smith. Mel, how are you today?
Oh, man, it's fantastic. Indeed. Great day to be alive.
You're right. Every day is just that. But a good day to be alive will be Saturday because you guys are hosting a Hail Gun and Knife show over there at the Plainfield Resource Center.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's our first show in a number of years because of the pandemic.
It is so nice that we've got actual activities that aren't virtual. It's nice that people can get on out and experience these things. And this one happening on Saturday, it's 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. And as you mentioned, you're coming back this year and bigger and better than ever. How many vendors are you looking to include with this?
We're going to have a number of them. The hall's going to be filled.
Yeah.
We're going to be filled.
A little bit of everything for this show. It's guns and knives, but I'm sure there's some other things that are a part of this show also.
Oh, yes. We're going to have, of course, you said your guns and knives, pistols, rifles, shotguns. But, we have sporting collectibles. We have ammunition in good quantity. So if a person are looking for different calibers, we're going to have a great selection. Plus shooting supplies, collectibles. Just about anything a person would want. It's like the hostess for the mostest for the guys.
Exactly. The Plainfield Resource Center, which is next to the firehouse there on M65 in Hale. Now, there is an admission charge, but it really is a donation, isn't it?
Yeah. The admission charge is $5 for adults, and children under 14 are free. And the money goes directly to support our Military History Museum here in Bay City, Michigan.
Now I'm not familiar with this. Give us a little background on that.
Yeah, we've been at military history for over 30 years. And a number of years ago, we opened our own military museum in downtown Bay City. It's located at 725 Washington Street. It's actually called the Michigan Traveling Military Museum because we also take displays to different areas.
Nice. Now, are the museum is predominantly or all, Michigan-related items?
Yeah, mostly Michigan-related, all the way from the Spanish-American War to the new conflicts of today.
Okay.
We have free admission, so everybody can come on in and enjoy it, bring their children, grandchildren. And that's one of the reasons we use the show is to try to raise income to be able to keep that the same as always.
All right. Now, also part of the show, it's not just selling. It's buying, selling, and trading. But you guys are doing some buying also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're looking for military items for the museum. We're looking for U.S., German, and Japanese military items, everything.
Yeah.
From guns to knives to swords to medals to helmets. We pay very fair prices for them, and we put them right into the museum so people can enjoy seeing them.
Indeed. The Hail Gun and Knife Show, it's this Saturday, again, Plainfield Resource Center, next to the firehouse on M65 in Hale. It's from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Now, if they want more information about the show, Mel, how would they get more info about this?
Yeah, they're welcome to call me personally at 989-798-8709. And if they'd like to learn a little bit about the museum, our museum website is mtmm.us.
All right. Coming up, Hail Gun and Knife Show this Saturday at the Plainfield Resource Center, being put on by PJS Promotions as a fundraiser to support the Military Museum in Bay City. And everyone's welcome to come on out 9 till 3 this Saturday. Mel Smith from PJS Promotions. Mel, a pleasure to have you on Michigan Sunrise Side today, my friend.
Hey, it is. It's an absolute pleasure. And I'd like to just say one more thing.
Oh, sure.
That all guns, that are being brought to the show have to be empty.
Makes sense, yeah.
We strap them at the door. All the laws got to be obeyed, federal, state. And if you have a concealed weapon, you can't carry a loaded concealed weapon into our show because of insurance requirements.
Makes sense. Yeah, some safety requirements there for sure. I'm glad you brought those up so that folks know in advance before they come on out. And again, everyone's welcome to come on out. Mel, thanks again for your time, and we'll look forward to a great show this Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. It's going to be a wonderful day.